From our 901 Mission Street studios, you are listening to the San Francisco Chronicle.
I want to walk all of our city's hills, Excelsior Heights, Turtle Hill, Russian Hill, Twin Peaks. I want your hand in my hand in your back pocket, my hand around your waist. I want to make memories like a kiss behind Coit Tower. Open houses and lofts with projector walls we can't afford yet. I want to continue to form collectives with you. Writers, teachers, seekers, these are friends become formed family.
That was Kevin Dublin, poet and educator, and that was the poem he read to his now fiancée on the Ferris wheel at Golden Gate Park. This is a Total SF podcast, a very San Francisco engagement, but it's part of a Heather Knight column. And Heather, how did this start?
Well, I've been kind of wanting to write about the new Ferris wheel in Golden Gate Park because I'm a big Ferris wheel fan. And my sources at Recreation and Parks told me when they got this really out of the blue, unusual email from a poet named Kevin Dublin, who wanted the inside scoop on when the wheel would start running because he wanted to propose to his girlfriend once their gondola reached the very top.
And we had met Kevin Dublin. I don't know if he knows that we met him, but Mac Allen, a friend of ours from way back in the Total Muni days, had a poetry reading, and we went and listened to Mac. And then Kevin Dublin was there, and he was fantastic. So we already know this guy. He's getting engaged in Golden Gate Park on this Ferris wheel. It's like the most San Francisco thing.
Yes, so we are always looking for happy stories these days because everything else is so glum. So we were super excited when he said he was up for us tagging along, recording him before, and then joining him on the big day with some family and friends who were kind of off to the side, hidden with some champagne in hopes that she would say yes.
So we'll get right to it. I don't want to give too much away because there's a couple surprises, but perfect day. Perfect day. So, spoiler, it was a perfect day and filled with love and surprises and poetry, which you're going to hear a couple of poems today. We're going to do things a little bit differently. We have our pre-engagement interview with Kevin next. Then we go out in the field. Heather, we were there.
We were. We had our podcast equipment and we did a lot of recording at the Music Concourse in Golden Gate Park.
Yeah, and stay until the end. This episode ends with Kevin's poem. You heard a little bit of it at the beginning, Such Great Heights. It's a beautiful poem about love and the person he loves and San Francisco. It's a big part of it. Kevin Dublin coming up. I'm Peter Hartlob here with Heather Knight, and this is Total SF.
Kevin Dublin, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So we are always eager for good news stories these days because they're so few and far between, and you have a very good one in the works. So as we're talking, it is Wednesday, and you have an exciting thing planned for Saturday. Can you describe what you're up to?
Oh, yeah. So I have been colluding.
We like collusion.
And I've been planning a surprise proposal to my girlfriend of 4 years at the Golden Gate Park Sky Star, the observation wheel.
Yes. So the Ferris wheel just started spinning hours ago. It has been kind of sidelined. It was erected months ago for the 150th anniversary of Golden Gate Park, but it never spun because this is 2020 and everything's gone awry. So it's just been sitting there with no gondolas on it for ages, you know, kind of taunting us. But now the city is doing well enough on the coronavirus front that it started spinning today. You can actually sit on it. There are gondolas now. And so you're planning to surprise her as you spin on this new Ferris wheel on Saturday. So what are you picturing? How are you going to do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. So right now she believes that we're going to the Frida Kahlo exhibit at the De Young.
And that's a good day already.
I know. I'd be happy with that.
Exactly, exactly. You know, both love Frida, you know, and love art, of course. And we've been heading to, you know, the park to do. She got rollerblades, so she's been learning how to skate, and I've been skateboarding, and we've just gone around the park and seen the Ferris wheel. And so my plan, because she has no idea that the Ferris wheel is also open right now, my plan is that, you know, we arrive and come up out of that little garage and, you know, look off, and it's like, oh, wow, this is actually open. Who knew? let's go stand in this long line. but of course, when in the line, just let her know, like, oh, I did know, and I you know, plan to do it.
So you have tickets, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, good.
Exactly. Which was also a big sort of, you know, huge development. Shout out to Madison Sink at the Parks and Recreation Department of San Francisco, who I had no idea. I like, as soon as I saw that it was possibly opening, I just started like tweeting at the you know, the department, because they were, you know, sending out lots of tweets, and was trying to find out, like, is it really opening? Like, when is it opening? Like, is this gonna happen? Because I had this is actually a plan sort of long in the making. So it's one of those things where, you know, it sort of fell through, and there were alternative plans, and, you know, then it was like, let's see if this can be real.
So you're a poet, educator, you like to code, and Ferris wheel enthusiast? tell us where the Ferris wheels kind of come into your relationship, or amusement parks, or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. So, I mean, they really come in through a childhood fantasy of hers. So she has several childhood, like, diaries and journals, because she's also a writer and educator, and this is actually one of them.
I want to take a picture of this.
This is 4 MEO, number 4. MEO from a sixth grade, 12-year-old Katie, which is for my eyes only, of course.
Dear diary.
No, it begins, it actually begins with math problems. It's like, math problems for set 87. And then you, of course, there's like blank pages, and then it's like, ha ha ha, a few pages back, I made up all these bogus math problems, so Danny thinks that you're some math notebook.
So, that's clever.
Yeah. But so she has these, you know, tons of, you know, entries, and she speaks to 4MEO as though, you know, 4MEO is a, you know, is a person. She has, like, you know, one-sided conversations, and so I would make fun of her because we would read them together, and it was like super sweet because they're just, you know, I mean, she's always been a writer, and you can tell even from, like, you know, sort of the angsty prepubescent you know, writings. And so there's an entry where she says, you know, reading over all this stuff, I know I seem boy crazy and incredibly shallow, but there's so much more to me than crushes and gossiping and Joel Madden. I want you to know me more than that. So, drum roll, please. And then she has, like, a list of things I love. And on that list are things like God, my family, my friends, the ocean, giraffes, cats, dogs. And then, as, you know, going down the list, there was listed, like, you know, Ferris wheels. And I was like, oh, like, what's up with Ferris wheels? And she was like, oh, you know, I always love Ferris wheels, and I really wanted to, you know, I wanted to have my first kiss on a Ferris wheel, and aww, it never happened. And so for the last, like, I mean, this is after probably only like a year of dating. So for like the last 2 or 3 years, I've tried to make it happen. Like, I've tried to, like, oh, I'm going to give you a kiss on a Ferris wheel. You've always wanted to kiss a boy on a Ferris wheel. And it's fallen through every single time. Like, it's been either, you know, the line is super long and it's late and we, you know, the Winter Wonderland, and we get to the front in Sacramento and it's like, we're going on. But then I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, that was the last ride. Can't go on. Or, you know, it's like, oh, we're going on. But, you know, with her parents, and so her dad is riding with us. It's like the three of us in the car.
That'd be awkward.
It's like, I'll put it off. Or like another time, it was, you know, I have a son and a daughter, and so it was from my first marriage, and so like she's, you know, it's like, oh, let's go ride this Ferris wheel, and, you know, it's like, they're like, oh, I want to ride too. And it's like, oh, you can't have four on this Ferris wheel at the Sonoma Town train station or train town. And so, you know, it's like, oh, well, we're riding with them separately. So it's just like, it just kept falling apart no matter what. And when I saw that the Ferris wheel was coming here, I was like, this is perfect. Like, I had already sort of had last year in my mind, like, I'm, you know, I want to, like, all the things are coming together and I want to, you know, propose in 2020. And then, you know, 2020 happened, and yeah. And yeah, it just kept, you know, things, it's like from, you know, the Ferris wheel being shut down, obviously, to shelter in place, and to, you know, like, my father passed, like, you know, even, like, mm-hmm. you know, a few weeks ago, and it's just been, like, all these, like, you know, sort of little things, and then there was this sort of light, which is, you know, like, oh, it's actually opening, and, you know, let's...
The one good thing.
Right.
Yeah. Kevin, you've got a win coming. You've got a win coming.
Yeah. I think we need this. So do you have a ring?
I do. I do have a ring.
Yay.
I do. It was funny. I was like going between different places, and I have this group chat with like all of her best girlfriends, and called Operation Roundabout, and they all have code names.
That's awesome. What are the code names?
Agent Tito. Agent. What is? I was like trying to think of them all. What is Claudine's agent? I know there's Agent Tito. There's Agent. It's like all silly.
You can tell me later.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
But Heather, I want a code name.
Yeah, we both need code names.
That's true.
We need code
that's
names.
That's true. You're both in Operation Roundabout at this point. So, I mean, on theme, there. I mean, a lot of the code names have been in relation to food or drinks. So, what would be your code names?
Oh, wow.
Operation Sauvignon Blanc.
Ooh.
Yeah, Operation.
That's a bit long.
A little bit long.
I like it.
I may go with Operation. If we're gonna do drinks, I may go with Operation Jameson.
Ooh,
that might be my.
Yes.
Yeah. That sounds
yes,
better.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna work on mine.
Yeah.
So, do you know what you're gonna do? Like, so you get on the gondola on Saturday. This is around noon, and then what happens? Are you gonna get on one knee? What are you gonna say?
I mean, I'm a little. The thing that's a little precarious about all of this is that I wouldn't say I have a fear of heights, but I'm very cautious when it comes to heights. So the plan is just to, just take her hand, and I'm working on a poem. It's not quite there. I have sort of the infrastructure of it and some lines, and I'm trying to like get it to where it needs to be before Saturday. Love like having a deadline. And the great thing about it is that there'll be, I want it to be at the peak when I actually, you know, ask the question. So You know, the poem is pulling in all of these, like, sort of sites in San Francisco and places that are special to us, you know, that we've been, you know. I mean, honestly, like, it was great even going to take a look at, like, some things at, like, Total SF and, like, thinking about things as well of just, like, things that, like, there's one, I believe, on the crane at, you know, at Hunter's Point. Yeah. And it's like a, you know, I remember, like, thinking about something, always seeing on the on-ramp, like, going to, I think it's the 280 on-ramp. The thing we always notice and just, like, you know, chat about, just, like, oh, all these, like, beautiful things that are, like, in the city that, you know, we just, you know, because it's, like, you know, it's a city that even if there's some point where we don't live here, we'll always, like, you know, it's the city where we fell in love. And so, you know, it's always going to be important, especially trying to notice all, you know, every, you know, all the things about it, from, like, things on the skyline, more things on the skyline, to, like, you know, just, you know, we met at, in a, you know, in a bar in, on, it's called Rye, in, you know, in, like, Lower Knob Hill Tenderloin. So, like, that, it, you know, even from, like, things on that street to, like, the little market, it's like, oh, if you think, you know, it's like watching, what's that Barry Jenkins movie? Like, the first one?
Oh, yeah, Medicine for Melancholy.
Medicine for Melancholy.
Like, so good. Right? Just walking around town like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that scene is shot, that's on O'Farrell. That's, like, a block from this thing. There's, like, little things that, like, you know, will, you know, sort of talk about. And so the poem brings all these things, like, you know, sort of a lot of these little moments, you know, together. And I, you know, I want to, you know, read that poem to her and then pull out the ring. And, you know, if there's, you know, I may try to do the whole sliding down thing. We'll see if there's glass at the bottom. Like, if you can see through, I might be a little nervous, but... but I will gladly, you know, overcome it for that moment.
Aw. Well, I hear that you brought a poem with you today to share with our Total SF listeners.
Yeah, you know, we got to see your poetry. Our friend Mac Allen was part of with the San Franciscan, also our friends, sure. Did a poetry night. And I heard you for the first time, and I thought you were fantastic. So from the heart. Your flow is so good. And now, just like, so our listeners can get the idea of what it's going to be like, because I think you're just fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you. I that's amazing.
Yeah, really... so a lot of pressure now. Did you bring something?
Got to deliver.
That's a big buildup.
this poem is, I want it, in my ideal world, I would have finished a draft of the poem I'm working on for the proposal, but I have not. So what I will read is, this is from my chapbook, How to Fall in Love in San Diego, which, funnily enough, ends with a poem called How to Fall in Love in San Francisco. But this is the penultimate poem, called Holy, and it's dedicated to her. So, Holy for Cades. Ever since I've wanted you to hold, whisper to, keep warm when cold, scratch on paper, drink neat Jack till we collapse, and gel au naturel to soixante, repeated by needle in a deep groove. Soixante, soixante, soixante. The silence after so much noise statics, swabs, vibrations, heavy, sweaty on our tongues. If I were to speak, I'd lose control. But let all mortal flesh keep silent. There is holiness we can only approach in the hollow of bottles. We don't know it. Invoke his name from pristine carpet facing east, thinking to love be the glory for the great things she has done as the first ohms of sun peek through.
Wow. Okay, she's totally going to say yes to your proposal.
That's fantastic.
I have, like, literally no doubt.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that with us and our listeners. Appreciate it.
No, of course, of course.
Well, I think that I'm going to plan to see you Saturday, as will Peter, hopefully, and then he and I will record an addendum so that listeners know what happened. I don't have any doubt about what happened.
Here's hoping.
but we'll leave this for now, I think. Unless, Peter, final thoughts?
I'm less worried about you. You've got this down. I'm more worried about the safety inspection of the Ferris wheel. You know? I'm worried about San Francisco bureaucracy. I am not worried about your plan at all. You're set. You're gonna write the greatest poem on deadline. But I'm gonna light a candle or something. Heather and I know Carla the Fog. We're gonna make sure Carla the Fog. If Carla's rolling in, it's in a real beautiful kind of sweeping way. And
in a misty way, not a freezing way.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She gets cold very easily. So here's to warm, bright day. It's supposed to be sunny. It's supposed to be.
Yes.
So we'll see.
Awesome. Well, we will see you Saturday, and then we will add an update. Until then.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. See you soon.
So I was a little nervous, Heather. We showed up at Golden Gate Park days after we spoke with Kevin. Set the scene for me.
So, we didn't really know where we were supposed to go, but I spotted what seemed to be an obvious clue, which was a little table with some champagne and some Mylar balloons, which were shaped like a champagne bottle and an engagement ring. So I went up to a woman standing at this setup and said, "Do you know Katie Lewin and Kevin Dublin?" And she said, "I'm Katie's mom," so we knew we were in the right place. And then her mother was nervous because, this whole thing had been planned secretively with Kevin and a bunch of Katie's friends, and she had no idea. So Kevin had secretly said he was going to take her to the De Young, but really took her past the Academy of Sciences to get in line at the Ferris wheel, and we kind of snuck up and spied on what happened from there.
Yeah, everybody was very nervous about getting spotted. They get on. It's cloudy out, gray, no blue in the sky. And I'm not kidding. I have photos of the before and after. While they are getting on the ride and on the ride, the sky absolutely transformed. And he's up there reading his poem, and we're kind of getting little glimpses of what's going on. And just a total clean blue sky by the time they come out.
Yeah, the clouds literally parted and the sun came out right as they got on the Ferris wheel. And then a bunch of us were standing below the Ferris wheel at that point, trying to see if we could tell whether he'd proposed yet. Then it became very obvious because they were like fully making out. And she kept looking at her left hand and like with a face that was, it was very clear that he had proposed and she had said yes.
Yeah, I mean, I was nervous, but I shouldn't have been. He knew what was in her heart. And anyway, we're going to play it right now. So the first voice you're going to hear is Katie Lewin as she was being interviewed by podcaster Madison Sink from SF Recreation and Parks Department minutes after leaving the Ferris wheel. Katie and Kevin both speak in that segment. And then we'll go to Kevin's engagement poem, Such Great Heights, which you'll hear in its entirety. And Heather, I think it's just a beautiful poem, not just about Katie in love, but about San Francisco.
Yeah, it's really written by somebody that you can tell has lived here and experienced a lot of it and really loves this city.
How are you feeling?
I feel amazing. I feel so happy.
Was it a complete surprise?
It was a complete surprise. I knew we were going to Frida Kahlo, or I thought we were going to Frida Kahlo, and then he was like, "Oh, the Ferris wheel's working," and I love Ferris wheels. I've actually always wanted to be kissed on a Ferris wheel, and I never was before. And he knew that from reading my old journal when I was like 12 years old, which sounds crazy, but I kept it. And as we were in line, the Ferris wheel was a surprise.
Yeah.
And this was like a huge surprise.
Yeah.
Of course. Oh my God, thank you for being here. That's so nice. So Kevin invited you, or?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not like you were like on site and saw this happening.
Just looking for stories.
I don't know how it works to be a reporter. he read me a poem, and it was beautiful. And he was, so this is, I feel like a lot is coming together now that I'm thinking about it, because he was acting really nervous, and he's a little bit scared of heights, which, wait, actually, that's a secret. Just a little bit, yeah. So he was, like, his, like, hands were kind of, like, sweaty, and he was, like, getting all weird, and, like, I assumed it was because of the Ferris wheel. And he said it was, but also this. Oh, oh my God. Yes, yeah, so I was totally surprised, 100%. And there
she was. I was happy that she was, like, actually, like, surprised. I didn't know that the Ferris wheel was going to rock. Like, the seats were going to rock a little bit. So that was a little, you know. But, yeah, like, I have, like, a, yeah, you know, was able to read the poem, and we were, you know, there, and she was just like, I read her poems all the time, so this is just another poem. But, like, but no, like, she did not know until literally the poem, like, mentions, and I, like, went down on my knees.
I was so surprised. It was the best surprise ever.
Of course, I'd fall in love in a city that had survived large earthquakes and spent days on fire. Of course, it needed to be in a city that forbids the dead remain in its limits. Of course, the one who lifts me beyond who I am and brings me down to earth would be a lover of stars, oceans and poetry, mountains and daydreams, clouds and pink jelly beans and romance. I could hear Townsend's warbler singing the morning after we met. I began falling in love with you the way you notice a bird song has become a favorite. Slowly, when present, rapidly, in faint memory loops throughout the day. We live in a city with its street names stamped into many of its concrete corners. I want to spend a lifetime cataloging all of the misspellings with you. I crave discovery. I want to walk all of our city's hills, Excelsior Heights, Turtle Hill, Russian Hill, Twin Peaks. I want your hand in my hand in your back pocket, my hand around your waist. I want to make memories like a kiss behind Coit Tower, open houses and lofts with projector walls we can't afford yet. I want to continue to form collectives with you. Writers, teachers, seekers, these are friends become formed family. Except this, pink tourmaline, a gem once a part of a California mine made beautiful. Beautiful like you. Will you open your heart chakra from your ring finger if it begins with a kiss? A kiss on a Ferris wheel, a childhood desire in a lust-filled diary made destiny. Mary Catherine Lewin, will you marry me?
No wonder she said yes.
It's beautiful.
Darling, it's 2 a.m. and it's time for closing. The cops, they're all sideways.
You are listening to the San Francisco Chronicle. Thank you to Heather Knight and our guests, Kevin Dublin and Katie Lewin. Total SF is a production of the Chronicle. Our music is The Tide Will Rise by the Sunset Shipwrecks off their album Community, and Cable Car Bell Ringing by 8-time champion Byron Cobb. Support Total SF in the newsroom that creates it by treating yourself to a digital Chronicle edition at sfchronicle.com/pod.